Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy, James Lopez, representing for the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Thank you for listening and the support you have given us, but I need another favor from you guys. I need you to go hit the subscribe button and hook us up with a 5-star rating to show us some love and to show the world that dads like us, well, the dope dads, we exist, we're here. So now back to the topic at hand. A couple weeks ago, I called up my wife and told her that I wanted to drive my son to his basketball conditioning session. It was about to start now for the summer, and I wanted to spend some time with him. She was already on the road, so she had planned to drop him off and head back home. She was caught off guard when I asked her and quickly said with a little attitude, "Yo, I thought you wanted to stay home." You know how that goes. She gave me attitude knowing damn well she had no other plans but to drop him off and stay home. But whatever, attitude aside, she was right. I wanted to be lazy after a long day, but felt we both needed some time away from the family. And what better way to do so than some basketball? So I told her, let me do it. She knew what's up. When you have 3 kids and run your own business, time alone with your kids doesn't come as much as it used to. You end up sharing your time with all of your kids, but sometimes you need some one-on-one with one of them, at least one. That's the way I felt with my oldest. He was my oldest. He's growing. And soon, chilling with me, that might not be at the top of his list. Come on, let's be serious. Like, I am cool, but I won't be cool much longer. We make it to the gym. He talks smack to me. I tell him he has no chance to beat me yet. And off he went. As I'm watching him play, he had this confidence in him that I haven't seen in a while. He didn't just want to play, he wanted to win. I saw him playing, and all I could think to myself was, when the hell did this finally hit him? What made him play like this? For the past few years, I had pleaded for him to step it up on the court and use the skills he got from the endless nights of practice and playing ball. It was absent. And that night, a night that didn't mean anything, made him play like a beast. I don't get it. If you do, hit me up on Instagram at Fatherhood is Lit, because I still don't get these kids sometimes. I wanted to curse him out and go after him, but I remember the last time I felt like that, it didn't go well. I'm sure you know what I mean. I lost my cool, but I'll talk about that on another episode. It was just wrong. But for this one, let's just say I remembered he wasn't me, and you should remember the same thing. Myself, when I played basketball, I wanted to destroy the competition. I wasn't a superstar, but I felt like one and never backed away from the competition. I got a kick out of people saying, damn, Shorty could play. I liked being that underdog and fighting my way through it. I wanted to be on the court when it mattered the most and make a huge difference. My son, well, he's cool with contributing, but he's also perfectly fine with watching and cheering for his teammates. I used to get upset by this and would spend way too much time telling him about it. It all changed once I realized that he wasn't me. He played the game for fun, and his way was fun for him. We see dads at games screaming at their kids all the time instead of screaming for them. Let me repeat that, man. We see dads at games screaming at their kids all the time instead of screaming for them. That was me for a while. Imagine how kids feel. I was on the way to being that dad until that day, and I vowed to remind myself that he's just not me. You should do the same. Another thing that we can do instead of reminding them how much they suck is that we should actually help them get better. But we can't do it screaming. Instead, work on the things they're doing well when they play. My son was a defensive beast, so at times I would tell him how great he did locking down a good player, but that would slide in that he should get a little lower to really stop him. I shifted my energy to be more positive, but still have an emphasis on getting better. Mind games work with kids. Use it. When you do that, you actually see the difference in how they take it by looking at their faces. My oldest will drink his water while he has a half smile listening. Sometimes he'll even tell me, Dad, you saw how I locked him down? He's getting toxic. Toxic meaning upset, if y'all don't know. I told y'all kids are crazy. When I hear a comment like that, I use it and tell him, well, let's get him even more toxic. He's always driving to his right, so slide your feet that way. Do it a little bit quicker and watch him get real mad. That works way better than getting upset, saying shit you don't mean, and then having everyone involved upset over a game that is supposed to be fun. So instead, teach more, preach less, because you're lucky to see them suck anyway. Some dads don't have that privilege. There are dads out there that can't be there to see their kids play a sport. Some choose not to be there. Others have co-parenting issues. Some choose money over dope memories. And some just, honestly, they can't be there for these special moments. They just can't. The dads that can make it know how valuable being there is. Not just for them, but for their kids. So why mess that up? The only reason I can say my kid doesn't perform the way I know he can is because I'm there for all the practices and all the games. It's not because somebody's telling me about it. I get to see it all, and I'm pretty lucky to be able to do so. I could be chilling with my friends, playing video games, or handling the never-ending list of errands with my wife. But instead, I choose to be there. And even I had to learn to appreciate that over extra hours of sleep. Trust me, I miss my sleep. But being there to see them perform, it's way better than this, than those dreams that never come true sometimes. So next time you get tight due to their lack of effort or play, remember, some dads don't have the luxury of seeing their kids perform. Stop hounding them. Help them get better. And the main thing to remember, always remember this, they are not you. They play for a different reason. So let them do it. As always, your presence doesn't have to be boring. Make your presence felt. Fatherhood is lit.